Israelis, and the audience needs to understand that Israel's a small country, and the degree of separation between either a person that was killed or a person that was kidnapped in Israel, the maximum degree of separation is probably 1 degree. So everyone knew someone or knew someone that knew someone, and there was this kind of immense pain. And alongside that pain, there was also a major fear because everything seemed to have collapsed. The major IDF intelligence apparatus was not working. The defense system was not working. The fence was breached without any problems. And the whole apparatus of the state seemed not to be functioning. So most Israelis were in great pain, were in great fear, but also immediately came this notion of revenge, kind of a sense, we have to hit back, we have to hit back hard, and so forth. And my fear is that most Israelis are still trapped, still stuck in that October 7th moment and unwilling to lift their eyes to see basically the genocide unfolding in the Gaza Strip. And that's what we've been seeing in the past 6 months, is this horrific devastation, massive killings of civilians. We have, Hamas killed 30 Israeli children on October 7th, and that is horrific. Israel has killed close to 15,000 children, not counting those that are under the rubble, since October 7th. We need to understand that figure. 15,000 children have been killed. We have women, thousands of women have been killed, and thousands of innocent men have been killed. Israel categorizes all the men as terrorists, but thousands of these men were not fighters. They were just men that were in the homes with their wives, with their children, and their homes were bombed. And so we see the massive displacement of 1.7 million people. We see 70% of the Gaza Strip now in basically rubbles. We see systematic attacks on the healthcare, that the healthcare is now, which is the institution responsible for saving lives, it's now completely shattered. So it's all been very devastating for me as an Israeli Jew to watch this kind of horrific violence unfolding in the Gaza Strip, with friends and friends of friends again dying. It's not as if I don't have friends in the Gaza Strip. We see, and then we see the academia and education system. I mean, all the universities have been bombed in the Gaza Strip. We have almost half the schools are either damaged or destroyed. One third of these schools are irreparable. So one third of the children, even after the war, will not have schools to return to. So it's just complete devastation, and it's beyond words at this point.
Israeli scholar Neve Gordon, professor of international law and human rights at Queen Mary University of London, chair of the Committee on Academic Freedom for British Society of Middle East Studies, and chair of the Committee on Academic Freedom for British Society. He's the author of several books, including Israel's Occupation, and co-author of Human Shields, A History of People in the Line of Fire, co-editor of Torture, Human Rights, Medical Ethics, and the Case of Israel. To see our full interview with Neve Gordon, you can go to democracynow.org. A happy birthday to Anna Özbek and Maria Inez Taracena. Democracy Now! Is currently accepting applications for our digital fellowship. You can learn more and apply at democracynow.org. Democracy Now! Is produced with Renee Feltz, Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Sharifa Gokadous, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Taracena, Tammy Warnoff, Trina Nadura, Sam Alkoff, Tamari Astudio. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
RCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Please don't silence time is life. Open your eyes. vida, acredite na sorte, que tudo acontecerá. Você tem um sentido. Busque no seu interior a certeza de poder. Você pode ser.
Thank you.
comme les garçons et les filles de mon âge, connaîtrai-je bientôt ce qu'est l'amour. Comme les garçons et les filles de mon âge, je me demande quand viendra le jour où les yeux dans ses yeux et la main dans sa main.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
wishes all come true, you would stay at my side and ride like the wind, like a raven black, and I'll be right behind. Whenever you say I'm not going back, we will fly. There's a dream that doesn't go away in the back of your mind. There's a hope in the heart of all you say. Seek and you'll find. Find your dream, the one you thought you'd never choose. Let yourself dream, let yourself dream. A dream can come true. There's a light shining through the trees so far away. One small lamp in a window in the breeze can show you the way. Shine your light, the light you thought you never show. Oh, let your light shine, let your light shine. See where you go. There's a love that'll never let me go. How can I lose? So the dream that doesn't go away.
everything that I choose. All my choice, all the gifts I thought that life would never give. Gonna let myself dream, let myself choose, let myself live. Oh yes, gonna let myself dream, let myself choose, let myself live. There's a dream that doesn't go away in the back of your mind.
Tailors were ragged and worn in. It wasn't long till we were counting the days till graduation. We were dreaming of Oregon. You had a cousin in Portland. He at his very own place. So we hatched a scheme for how we get away. We found courage in the bourbon. Like sponges we soaked in the night until we sank down and huddled up against the bonfire. We were drunk on our youth and the band and the sound. And I held your head that night, you cried your eyes out on the curb after he crushed your heart with a single word. Juliet, you did your best, it's freezing in Columbus. Did you ever make it west? Well, I was quiet, you were reckless, and the boys liked you better, and in truth I did mine. I was thunder to your lightning, you were flame, I was embers. It scared me sometimes, and just being close to you, it felt like diving from the sky. And you couldn't stem the bleeding, and neither could I. Juliet, you did your best, it's freezing in Columbus. Did you ever make it wet?
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
She went away. She gonna left me. She gonna stay. But now she gone. And I don't worry. Cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Works all the summer. And worked all the fall. I had to take my Christmas and my overhaul. But now she gone, and I don't worry, because I'm setting on top of the world.
Bring your love to me, don't send it. I'm so lonesome. city looks look so pretty. You'll see Amarillo and Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Nona, big San Moscow, St. Bernardino. Want to get hip to this kind of legit and go take that California trip to get your kicks on Route 66. So, so pretty, you'll see Amarillo and Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Nona, Big San Pascal, St. Bernardino. Want to get him to this kind of trip and go take that California trip to get your kicks on Route 66. Well, get your kicks.
Thank you. Another night. Oh, once I had a lover who treated me right, and he lived so wrong. He's doing Charlie Watts. Charlie Watts, ladies and gentlemen.
When I wake up, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's waking up with you. And when I get up, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's getting up with you. If I get wild, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's getting wild with you. And if I haver, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles before I'm at your door. When I'm working, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And with the money, boy, for the work I do, I'd spend almost every cent on you. When I go out, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's going out with you. And when I go, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles before I'm at your door. I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, you know I'm gonna dream about the time that I'm with you. When I go out, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's going out with you. And when I come home, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's coming home to you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
Can't stop my heart from loving you. Though you treat me badly and make me blue, I try and try, I really do, but I just can't stop my heart from loving you.
If you love somebody enough, you'll follow wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you'll go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I know if you've seen her, you tell me, 'cause you are my friend. I've got to find her and find out the trouble she's in. If you tell me that she's not here, I'll follow the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. She would get mad and she used to say that she'd come back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I haven't eaten a bite or slept for 3 days and nights. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Well, I've got to find her and tell her that I love her so. I'll never rest till I find out why she had to go. Thank you for your precious time. Forgive me if I start to cry. That's how I got to Memphis. 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 That's how I got to Memphis.
Hey, kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy College Station.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home?
Do right here is go back. Way back. Back into time. When the only people that existed were troglodytes. Cavemen. Cave women. Neanderthal. Troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home. Listening to his cereal.
Yep, going back into time. And, of course, visiting Zombo's Deep Archive right here on the WRCT. It is where Zombo, that is me, and you right there, are going to go on a bit of a journey way back when. 13 years ago, to be exact, I am playing all my old shows from 13 years ago in my encore slot, which is heard every Monday, hopefully, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. My regular Zombo in Your Brain show is 1 is 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Fridays. So today's show goes back to February the 5th, 2010. So let's see what's shaking, bacon. WRCT Pittsburgh, Zombo's Deep Archive, show from 2010 in February, the fifth day.
This is the place that sets the pace for Pittsburgh.
Osakitu was a China man, you know. He heard about this rock and roll. He didn't know what it was all about. He had a vision, made him want to shout. It was Osakitu, yeah, Osakitu, the China man. Osakitu went to a rock and roll dance.
Yeah.
He knew that this was a dance. Chance shook his leg, walked right in. Osakitu was in a groove. Osakitu, yes, Osakitu, the China man. Yeah. Osakitu began to turn all around.
Yeah.
He did a spin, let his hand touch the ground. Osakitu was in a groove. Should have seen old Osakitu move. Now he learned his lesson, and now he know that he can do the dance they call the rock and roll.